It's a 92-year-old British dude who has the key to longevity. He's going to tell you how to lead a longer, happier, healthier life. He has the key. He's figured it out.
This is audio?
No, it's not audio. It's from the New York Post.
Oh, okay.
Walking? Right. I'm guessing it's walking.
That's not his activity. He does this activity twice a week. He's 92. He says it keeps him young. He's been playing this sport for 78 years.
Oh, geez. I'm guessing tennis?
Ping pong. Wow. Nailed it, Evie. He's a big-time ping ponger.
For some keep reason, your mind active.
There are these viral things that are out there that say, like, paddle sports.
Yep.
Are supposedly good for you.
Hand-eye coordination keeps you moving.
They stave off dementia and everything.
I guess.
If there's something that's supposed to be good, it's supposed to be, like, good to your longevity.
Yep.
Like, if you play tennis, you live longer than some donk that plays, like, I don't know.
Ten more years.
Size for that.
It's really
what if you
weird.
Play tennis and pickleball?
I think you're good.
You're in good stead at that point?
I think so. That's
fantastic news.
Can you smoke cigarettes?
Playing pickleball
while doing that, so you're still going to live longer?
No. I mean, you have to have other components to your lifestyle that, you know, you can't, like, do heroin and then play ping pong. I think you're going to live to 92.
I would think walking too would be walking, definitely. I mean, if you do 2, 3, 4 miles a day, I mean, I think that would be huge for you.
I tell you,
going forward.
I had such a me day yesterday. I hit golf balls at the house for like 2 hours. Then I got on my vibrating plate for 10 minutes. So I was just vibrating. Right.
You need to have a video of that.
I took a 3 second video, but I can do it. It's just your body's vibrating.
How much are you vibrating? Like a little bit of vibration, or is it like Marky Mark good vibrations from way back in the day?
I mean,
like,
your body's jiggling.
The whole thing. Your whole body.
Kind of. If you put it up to the top speed,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be good for like your blood pressure, drain your lymphatic system, and then I did 20 minutes in a sauna.
Nice.
I mean, it's a great day.
It's a luxurious EB day.
The only thing I didn't do is I didn't lift weights.
Mm.
But, you know, I was too tired.
You know? I mean, it's 2 hours of ball hitting.
That'll tire you out. From golf and the sauna?
Yeah. Well, I would have lifted before the sauna. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I was just working on driver yesterday, and so I could barely stand up after. My back, it's just so bad.
Are you playing this week at all?
I would love to have played yesterday, like Valdez, but the course is still soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting because
today, I guess, would have been the best day. Because
today's gonna be a good day.
Although I thought Thursday was gonna be really nice. Valdez and I were talking on Friday night at the tally.
Mm-hmm.
You go, dude, it's gonna be 70 degrees on Thursday.
But it's gonna rain.
But it's not gonna be 70. The temperature's gone down, and then it's also gonna be wet.
Rainy.
I felt like they sold us a bill of goods on yesterday.
So I was gonna play Thursday, but then I told my boys, like, dude, the weather's gonna suck.
I thought it was supposed to be silly yesterday, and then it was still like
it was gray and dreary.
Gray and dreary for a lot of it.
Wasn't
until
too
later
cold.
In the afternoon.
Wasn't too cold, it was just depressing.
But what is
Need
the
some
guy,
sun.
What is the guy saying with the racket sports? Like, I would think golf. If you're out there, especially if you walk and you're playing golf like 3 to 4 times a week, how can that not be great for you?
I don't know.
Sure,
probably wasn't part of the study.
Yeah.
Well,
this is about this dude who lives in England who's been playing ping pong for 78 years.
Yeah.
He says he plays people way younger than him. He says it's all about the technique. He says he smokes some of those fools. That was my observation.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't in the story.
I think that they from that study that you guys are talking about is that it's the cardiovascular portion of tennis and the balance and the mental part.
Yeah, but this guy's doing ping pong. He's actually saying it's the same thing.
Well, but this is just one donk's opinion. But that definitely helps with his balance and his mental part.
I just think anything that you do when you get to that age, if you have a purpose, like I think all the studies say people that work longer, it doesn't necessarily have to be a job, but that maybe they volunteer, they do something, they have some sense of purpose versus just sitting in the house or wherever you are day after day on a rocking chair.
Volunteer, I know it's a good thing to do. That might be a bridge too far.
That's
like
a bridge too far.
If and when I retire,
yeah.
I don't see a lot of volunteer work in my future.
maybe coaching, if you would consider that.
I don't think helping out coaching. I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just being brutally honest.
No, I'm fine, but I think that would qualify.
Yeah, sure.
But I like volunteering at the soup kitchen or something. That
Yeah, I've done that before, and it's, I mean, it's, I guess it's fulfilling for about 5 minutes, and then you're like, I don't know if I still want to be here. I'll just be honest. Like,
you're looking at your watch.
Yeah, I mean,
you would never consider being a big brother or a best buddy. You know, we've been around those programs before.
No,
I don't.
No,
I don't know if I have. I don't know if I'm cut from that cloth. Yeah. I don't, I'm just being honest.
I got my hands full with kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm trying to mentor
kids
my
are
kids.
Almost done.
Yeah. I'd rather just go work on my forehand. I'm just being honest. I'd rather go work on my serve.
Right.
Like I could find for me better uses
have
of my time.
Have you knocked off any of your doubles partners lately?
No, because because when I first started getting back into tennis, I was trying to literally just murder the ball. Yeah. I was trying to hit the ball as fast as like Sampras back in the day, which is dumb. Like it's stupid.
So you're taking a little off.
Yeah, I've learned that if I'm in the deuce court, if I want to put a little more on it, I can because my miss is off to the right instead of all, because my partner's standing here and I'm in the deuce court, I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm here, if I'm in the ad court, and this is very geeky for people who don't play tennis. If I'm serving in the ad court and my partner is off to my right.
Yeah, that's when he's in danger.
That's my miss.
That's your danger zone.
That's my danger zone.
Right.
So if I add a little bit, it's when I'm in the deuce court, not in the ad court. That's when things could really go sideways. I haven't hit anybody in a while, knock on wood.
Right, right.
Well, that day's coming again.
I'm sure it's coming at some point, but it hasn't happened recently.
I'm telling you, I'll take a video of my, let me see, I think I have one, my vibrating plates. You're not
you have
intrigued?
Multiple? You have more
no,
than
I mean,
one?
I did like one or two, like. 3 second video.
How much does a vibrating plate cost on Amazon?
$50, $100 really? Bucks or something. My brother's the one that got me hip to it. He had one.
And again, the idea is to shake up like the, just get things moving in your body.
I think
like,
it gets the blood flowing. It's supposed to break, drain your lymphatic system. It's supposed to reduce potentially your opportunity for heart attacks or strokes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Can't hurt you. I don't think it could hurt you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about the technology. Oh. There's a lot of shaking happening there.
Right? Yeah. See, Jeffy, you've seen them before. I'm sure you've seen
them
before.
Yeah, they have
them at the gym. I'm sure they have. Yeah.
They have them at the gym.
I've never seen that apparatus before.
It may have long-term effects. I saw a study yesterday that basically shot holes into the whole cold plunge thing, saying that, you know, there are different studies about benefits of cold plunges, and then this study who said, well, there's no real long-term evidence that it pays off. Mm-hmm. There's some short-term benefits, but they looked at what are the benefits 3 months down the road, and it said there really weren't any.
Well, you can find conflicting evidence on everything. Yeah. I mean, I was watching a reel yesterday where a guy was taking a dump on broccoli. I've been eating broccoli every day for 25 years, we always have broccoli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know, supposedly broccoli does something bad for your gut or something. I don't know. Everybody's got a different thought. Everybody's got a different signal.
I saw that story that the Walmart broccoli's...
is that bad now?
It's bad, so that's there's a huge recall on the Walmart broccoli.
I had no idea.
And so don't get your broccoli from Walmart.
No, you won't find me there.
I don't do that.
I just didn't like the oatmeal. Oatmeal is supposedly
oatmeal bad.
Oatmeal bad now.
Why is oatmeal bad?
It gets bad for your gut too. Mm. I don't quite know why. But gut health apparently that's also very key to longevity.
Well, that just sounds to me like a scam to go out and buy probiotics, because whoever's running that scam,
I'm not sure that those are super helpful either.
Well, I don't know if they are or not, but I know that. You go into a store and probiotics, like a bottle of 50
they're very
of them,
expensive.
It's like $40.
Yeah.
Hey, can I change the subject here for a second?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm just reading
you
more.
You want to talk about longevity and 100?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about bad guts. But reading more about how this Luka trade went down, it's really amazing that Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, and Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers,
kind of did this on
their
own.
We're talking about this since early January. So for a month, they were talking about this, and they weren't telling anybody. Mm-hmm. Literally, they weren't telling coaches, other players. I don't know. They might not even told their wives. They didn't even tell Danny Ainge, who is the GM of the Jazz, and they were the third team in it.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Ainge didn't know until 30 minutes before the trade went down that this was going to go on. And Harrison and Harrison, of course, is getting killed for this, because if you're going to trade such a great player, a 25-year-old, pretty much in his prime, even though he's got some injury issues, but why not reach out to every single team to see what haul you can get?
You'd get a much bigger haul.
Right. And all he was focused on was Anthony Davis, apparently. But it's crazy how he wasn't, neither of these guys told anybody.
So they also didn't want it from Harrison's point of view, I think. You don't want it shut down. That those guys are so powerful that are involved. Anthony Davis is with Clutch Sports, so they didn't want Clutch Sports, who's, I think, represents LeBron. They didn't want them to catch a whiff of this.
They didn't want Rich Paul finding out. Right. I understand that, but still, you can still trade anybody. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can trade whoever you want. I mean, they can't block it.
So, hey, the only way this works out for the Mavericks is they've got to win a championship either this year or next year.
The Mavs?
Yes.
Okay.
They've got an older team in terms of their stars.
Also, maybe they're not done.
With Kyrie Irving and now Anthony Davis. Super talented stars. But when Kyrie Irving has been a lead guy, he really hasn't done great. When he's been a number two, he's been great. And same thing with Anthony Davis. I mean, Anthony Davis, before he went to the Lakers, they were losing all the time in New Orleans.
Yeah, and it's just crazy how this thing went down, and people are blown away at how nobody knew about it and how Harrison wouldn't reach out to other teams. And Luka's agent didn't even know.
So does that mean then that you really believe, and I don't have a feeling either way, that LeBron had no clue? That when they announced that LeBron was truly on the outside looking in?
That's a great question.
I don't think he knew.
Even though
he may have been out of the loop.
I don't think he knew the particulars. I think he might have at some point said he was okay with Anthony Davis bouncing.
Yeah. Like
that would be my guess. And I think he had a decent relationship with Anthony Davis, but I think he knows. And I don't think they're going to win with Luka this year. But I think he knew they weren't going to win with Anthony Davis and their current roster composition. Mm-hmm. So he knows enough to say maybe we should shake it up. And from the Lakers' perspective, I think it's a long-term play. It's about the next 10 years, the post-LeBron era. Mm. If they can win with LeBron this year or next year and Luka, that's fine. But they're going to build around Luka for the next decade.
Yeah, maybe LeBron and Palenka talked about the relationship with Davis in the past. So maybe Palenka knew that there was some sort of a rift between Davis and LeBron.
Is there really a rift?
I mean, that's what you're hearing, but who knows what to believe.
LeBron there was a guy who...
LeBron was adamant that he didn't know anything. It was not brought to him up at all. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who think LeBron might be next. Yeah. I mean, Rob Palenka is in charge. He's telling people, I'm in charge. This is not lay GM. Mm-hmm. It's my show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was flexing over there.
There was a reporter who asked Anthony Davis about a week ago after a game, and said something about the trade deadline coming up, and Anthony Davis quipped, am I getting traded?
Right.
And, he was like, no, it's a joke, whatever. But there had to have been some whispers.
With Davis, but I don't think with Luka.
No.
So it's
not
just...
with Luka, because, look, it's pretty insane. He is, according to everybody, a top three player in the league.
Yep.
You want to bump him down to four? Go ahead, bump him down to four. But he's... definitely a top five player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 25 years old. And he was in the NBA Finals a year ago. He was in the Conference Finals 2 years ago. You don't trade a guy like that. Doesn't happen.
Are you still going to be able to root for him wearing the Lakers gold jersey?
Kind of, but it definitely lost a little
bit.
That
hurts you a little bit.
It does. It takes a little out of it.
I'll root for him to be successful, but I'm not really a Lakers guy. The Mavericks, to me, was kind of neutral.
How about you root for a team instead of 100 players? Who do you root for?
I root for the Wizards, but they stink.
It is hard. It's hard. It is hard to be a diehard Wizards fan right now.
What do you do?
It's not.
I put them on last night for a little bit, and I was like, "Ooh, they're going to get a dub."
Yeah,
as long as they hold on.
Well, they had a little dicey third quarter. I think it was.
I think they're up by 25 early.
Yeah, and it started to bleed a little bit. But obviously they held on. I don't know. All those details are fascinating.
They really are.
It's not so much the Lakers, by the way, I think.
It's LeBron.
Yeah. And I've I used to really
want the Lakers to
trade
LeBron. Then you could be all in on Luka again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know that LeBron's only got a couple, maybe 3 years left. He's not going to play forever. So
you think he's going to play three more years?
I don't know, two.
I mean, he certainly looks like he could.
I mean, he looks fine.
I'm not saying he couldn't, but.
I didn't think he was going to be playing this long.
Didn't he do the Tom Brady deal where he said he was going to play to like 45 recently?
Is he 40 now?
I think
so. Is he 39 or is he 40?
I thought he was 40, but I could be wrong.
I think he's 39. But
it's kind of just hard to fathom all of it.
I just ran the NBA.
He's 40.
He turned 40 on December 30th. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just ran the lottery generator because, I mean, that's kind of what you do now if you're a Wizards fan. Two out of three times they fell out of the top four. Is that even possible? I thought with that record they can't pick out of the top outside of the top four.
The next thing you're going to flip on is tanking. That's the next thing you're going to flip on.
Incorrect.
All right.
I mean, if they get the fifth pick, had the Commanders not kind of semi intentionally tanked, they wouldn't have Jaden Daniels right now. You should be embracing tanking.
Yeah, but he's not the only quarterback in the world. They can find others.
I don't know what the rules are on that on the top four.
It used to be the worst you could do was fourth, right? You could fall out of the top three, but the worst you could do was fourth.
I'm gonna have to double check the lottery rules.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess they're gonna get one of the top three. I don't think they're gonna drop to four.
I mean, I just ran it again. They dropped to five. New Orleans hopped up to number one. Philly hopped up to the three spot. I don't like the way this lottery generator's working.
Well, you better start watching Trey Johnson at Texas because that's what NBA DraftNet has at number five.
I don't want that guy.
I watched a little of it was Duke North Carolina a couple days ago, right? With the flag. Yeah. And, of course, he's very impressive.
I think he finished with 26-6.
They were hyping him up, his intensity level and everything. You could clearly see, I mean, this guy's a real deal.
Well, Carolina is not a good team.
Carolina's terrible. But I saw last night that there was another Duke game on. And I went, ooh, I'm going to go watch it. It was women's. No disrespect to women. Right, I got two daughters that play college sports, you know, whatever. I'm pro women college sports. But it made me think, since Caitlin Clark has graduated, is anybody watching women's college hoops?
Not as many people.
In fact, I think coach at Duke, the woman that was here that worked with Monumental, and she played for the Mystics that we had in studio with us, is she the coach at Duke now? I forget her name.
I don't know that I can name two female coaches, EB.
Well, you know Dawn Staley. But I forget her name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Carol Lawson.
What is it?
Carol Lawson?
Carol Lawson, yeah. I think she's the head coach. I think
the quick answer is I would assume that women's college basketball ratings are probably in the toilet after Caitlin Clark left.
Well, that's what my point was. Because
I haven't looked at the numbers, but that's just an educated guess.
Well, no, the buzz is zero. The buzz is zero. So
Paige Buchers isn't bringing in the
not for me
ratings.
But I mean, I was actually hoping I could get another crack at watching Cooper Flag last night.
No,
and then I tuned in and I go, oh, this is women's. And then I thought for a second, I go, I don't know anybody. I don't know. there's no Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, before even with Caitlin Clark, you knew two people. You knew Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Right.
Basically what you knew.
I'll pay a little bit more attention maybe during the tournament, but not during the regular season. I can't get into it during the regular season. But last year, I kind
of
did.
I mean, if you could get... I need to know the personalities, or I need to know some of the kids.
I think you got to know some of the top names. You got to know Paige Beckers. You got to know Juju Watkins. You got to know...
I don't know Juju Watkins. I know Paige Beckers. I don't know...
Watkins was the girl from USC last year who had a really good tournament. She had a really good year, but... the girl from Notre Dame, was it Hidalgo? She's really
good. Listen, I'm not saying they're not great. The Q rating to me is like, listen, I know a lot of women's volleyball players because my daughter plays and I'm into that, but I just don't know the college hoops girls.
You might be wrong here. I'm just looking at this story. USC UConn women's basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Second highest rated Fox game ever. So that was Juju against Paige.
When?
This article's from December 24th, so it must have just happened.
That's the second highest, including Caitlin Clark games. Did Caitlin Clark ever play Fox? Play on Fox? Probably not. There's no way they outdrew a Caitlin Clark game.
I'm sure she did. That was old school.
It was a while ago.
But there's no way. There's no way that game outdrew a Caitlin Clark. I mean, it's impossible.
I would find it hard to believe.
Yeah. It's 2.2 million viewers with the peak of 3.76.
That's a big number, though. That's a big number. Yeah, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are watching. Yeah.
Now, it did say this is likely due to the fact that the USC-UConn game followed Fox's NFL game between the Steelers and Ravens.
So people just keep
$50 million watching the football.
That barely counts.
$2 million went to go, you know, forgot you were still in the toilet.
Fox's highest rated women's basketball game of all time was 3.4 million.
And that was...
Is that Caitlin Clark?
Ohio State against Iowa.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Caitlin Clark.
That's like whatever.
I think I watched that.
That's like whatever new show CBS is pimping, like after the NFC or AFC championship game. It just gets ratings because people are too lazy to change the channel.
I gotta say, I was dead wrong on The Equalizer.
Yeah,
I've never watched it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Queen Latifah, and I don't even know if it still exists, but I predicted that show was going to be canceled after 4 or 5 episodes, right. And I think it lasted a couple seasons.
Yeah, good for her.
That was promoted after a Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will shift over to the Commanders. Myles Garrett, defensive end superstar from the Browns, has requested a trade. Could he wind up here with the Commanders? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.